Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, May the 8th. It's the Belmont at Aqueduct meet that we're going to be talking about, and the late pick four there that includes a couple of stakes races, including a grade three, but we'll start with the ungraded Take the A-Train. Three-year-old fillies on the turf at six furlongs. John Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Who you got in the Take the A-Train, Jim?
Well, there's a couple of horses coming out of Kentucky that I kind of like. Cadenza's probably going to be the favorite in here. Coming from the synthetic races at Turfway Park, where he actually won an optional $62,000 and came back in the Serena Song $125,000 listed stakes and ran a really good second. She started her career at Saratoga and ran on the turf at 5.5 furlongs and won, actually broke her maiden there. So she's got turf form that's proven for Brad Cox going back to New York. I think that she's probably going to be a deserving favorite in here. There's a horse that I kind of like coming out of the Beaumont Stakes at Keeneland. And this one, Team Solver for Rodolphe Brissett. They're going to try some new things with this one. She has not been on the turf. She is having blinkers on. Flavian Pratt is riding her. He's ridden her a couple times. It has two wins on her. So I think Kingsolver, if she adapts to the turf course, fits in here at 6-1 and might have an outside chance at an upset. In Blaze for Miguel Clement, Alpha Maiden special weight win at Tampa at 5 furlongs on the turf. So that one certainly is proven on the turf. And then Just Filtered for Michael Trombetta has stakes experience with an actual win at Laurel in a 7 furlong stakes, ran in the Matron at Aqueduct, didn't disgrace herself there, got beat 2.5. So I think she's at 5-1, she's got a shot. I think this race is kind of open. I think Cadenza is going to be a favorite, but maybe that synthetic form looks a whole lot better on the synthetic than it does on the turf.
I ended up taking Pillar of Beauty in here. I thought those were some pretty good fields that she faced down in Florida for Belmont. Like the pedigree to handle a little more distance in this race. And you get a little bit of a price in there. I initially went to Cadenza just off those two races this year being her two best for Brad Cox. But trying to get a little bit of a price, so I looked to Pillar of Beauty for the win. In Blaze, I'm going to use off that nice debut win. And then the third place finisher came back to score. And then Just Filtered, it's Trombetta, who has really good numbers in turf sprints. So I'm going to use those four. Not a real strong opinion for me in here. Pillar of Beauty on top. Ninth is the grade three, Peter Pan. I do have a fairly strong opinion. I like Trendsetter a lot for Ben Colebrook. Horse finally got to go long on the dirt. And that might be just what he's going to be best at. Big buyer improvement in the grade three Lexington. I thought that was a solid field. 3 of 4 on dirt. And I just think this horse is in mile and an eighth, I think he'll like. And off that 85 buyer, that was a big jump last time. I think it's legit. I think he is going to win the Peter Pan. But I'm also going to use growth equity just on the big improvement in 2 starts at 3 for Chad Brown. And then Talk to Me Jimmy, who was a romping winner of the Withers before running just so-so in the Wood, but that was a pretty weak group. Although O'Selly did run third in the Derby.
Yes, he did.
But Trendsetter, for me, I like a lot in the Peter Pan. How about you?
I like Trendsetter as well, but I hate that I missed him at 32-1. You're going to get 5-2 or 3-1 on him in this one because the Lexington was the one that he had some very well-hidden form. He had lost 5 in a row. They tried him at Turfway, they had tried him on turf, and they finally found out something that long on the dirt might be where he needed to go all the time. So, go try him a mile and eighth. I think Colebrook's a great trainer, and I think this one makes sense. Growth equity could be any kind for Chad Brown. Didn't get started until July of last year, and then almost broke his maiden first time out. And then 2 races this year at 7 furlongs and a mile has run very well and broke his maiden by 4.25 last time out, but was 1-9 in a 4-horse field. So don't know how good that is, but Pratt takes them out, so you got to use growth equity. And Talk to Me Jimmy was one of my picks in the Wood Memorial. He wound up fading badly, and but he's still he got beat 4.5. Everybody passed him at the end, including O'Selly. And if he runs back to his Withers, he's right there as well. So I'm going to use 3 out of 6 in here. I'm surprised that Peter Pan didn't draw more entrants this year.
Race 10 is on the turf at a mile to the 16th. 3 and up, and their allowance non-winners have won other than Chad Brown looks pretty strong in here with an entry, both of them at low prices. How'd you see it?
Yeah, I thought Chad Brown's going to win this race, and I really almost singled Arkhipov. Came to Keeneland last time out, went off at 2-1 in an allowance race after breaking his maiden by 7.5 at Tampa on a good turf course. Has not run at Aqueduct, but ran well at Saratoga first time out. So Arkhipov is going to be the favorite in here, I think. I used Right to Vote as well. It's a long, long layoff since November of 24. But if anybody can get ready off a long layoff, it's Chad. And this horse was really something special back then. He broke his maiden at Saratoga, came back in the Hill Prince and ran well there. So long layoff there. But I think it goes between those two Chad Brown horses. I couldn't find anybody else. Third choice would be Golden Channel for George Weaver. But I think Chad's are maybe a notch above.
I took Arkhipov to wide trip in that race at Keeneland in April. And the race two back at Tampa was awfully strong, and Pratt stays on this one. And so I liked him over Right to Vote, who's been off since 24, but you noted Chad's obviously very strong off the layoff. And then Golden Channel's the other one for me, ran best off the long layoff with a bit of a wide trip. So one of those three, I would be surprised if it's not one of those three. 11th race, New York Bred Maidens going 6 furlongs on the turf, 3 and up. Fairly wide open race, I thought, and I'm going to go 4 deep and stop there. I could go more because of budgetary reasons. I'm going to stop at 4. I took Super Dave on top for Wesley Ward. There's a lot of angles in here that are high win percentages for Wesley Ward, and this horse was favored in the debut at Saratoga last summer. Deacon Blues is a big price, but I thought ran his best race last time on the turf for the first time. So David Donk's numbers aren't great, but he does really nice work with the turf runners. So I'm going to put that one on at a price. Ice House, the 9, good speed for Weaver, good numbers in turf sprints and turf debuts. And that one, not wild about the post, but it is 6 furlongs, so that gives him some time. Music in Motion, it's Linda Rice and Pratt. So I'm going to take that one down on the inside. High Leverage is the other one I would consider, but I had to leave somebody out to get the budget to where I wanted it because I couldn't narrow down. I toyed with the idea of singling Trendsetter and then just taking all in here so you could look at doing that. But I'm going to go 4 deep in here and end up with a $72 ticket. How about you?
I went 5 deep. Ice House is my top pick for Manny Franco and George Weaver, coming off a 62 buyer in his debut at Aqueduct. The horse that won, Be the Donald, has come back and won since then. The horse had the lead at the top of the stretch and gave it up, got beat by 7, so showed early speed and gave it up. There's no other horse in here except for High Leverage that shows that much early speed. So I think Ice House on the outside could possibly get a good trip and get to the lead and hang on for a long way here. I used High Leverage with some good turf experience. Only got beat 2.75 last time. Music in Motion, the one you mentioned for Linda Rice. Super Dave for Wesley Ward. Just draw a line through that first one. He looked like he was favored there, so there's a lot of buzz on him, but didn't run well at all at Saratoga, the turf, but Wesley brings him back ready. And then my long shot is Cattoli for Charlton Baker. This one gets Rosario, first-time starter. Go back to the third work back, and it was 4 of 148, 47-2 breezing out of the gate. And if you look at the rest of these horses there, they're not very impressive. None of them have really set the world on fire. They're New York breds, and Gattoli is well-bred and probably has some speed at being out of Mattoli. So I'm going to take a shot with a first-time starter here when the rest of them are not that impressive.
Yeah, don't blame me at all for that. Pick 4 ticket. I'm going to go $72, 2467. With 135, with 134, with 2589. What does your ticket look like?
Mine is $60, 3467, with 356, with 35, with 12579. $60.
Best of luck if you're playing up at Belmont or Churchill or somewhere else, trying to build those funds for Preakness weekend that we'll be talking about in our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Good luck.